In 2002, two Catholic bishops in Germany secretly ordained seven new priests. It was secret because the seven priests were women. This was a blatant violation of church doctrine. Only men are allowed to become priests, and everyone involved in this underground ordination risked excommunication. But a movement was born, and almost a decade later, dozens of women have been ordained around the world. Four of them received the sacrament last weekend at St. John's United Church of Christ in Catonsville, Maryland, and our producer, Lily Percy, was there.
Marilyn Mayers wanted to be a priest since she was 8 years old. She grew up in an Irish Catholic family in Chicago. Her mother had an altar at home, and as a girl, Marilyn would stand in front of it, wearing a cloth with a hole in it as her vestments, and say the Latin Mass.
My brother and sister would be kneeling behind me, and if I said Dominus Vobiscum, I would turn around and say, you're supposed to say Equum Spiri Tutu O.
That's Latin, of course, for the Lord be with you, and also with you. Today, Marilyn is one of four women being ordained. She'll become a member of the Roman Catholic Women Priests, a movement that began in 2002.
Gracious God, we thank you for this wonderful celebration of this absolutely incredible weekend.
Amen.
It's the Friday night before ordination, and the group is gathered for dinner. The four sit beside their spouses and siblings, as well as the women who will be officiating tomorrow. More than 100 have been ordained since 2002, and two-thirds of them are in the U.S. These four women are giddy and talkative, like young brides on the night before their marriage. They know that feeling. All four have had weddings. One, Patty LaRosa, eventually divorced and now lives with her partner, Judy.
I've been a Catholic all my life. Came from a close-knit Italian family. Grew up in the church.
In the late 70s, Patty got married, had two kids, and was working as an assistant at a law firm in Rochester, New York. She went to church during her lunch break several times a week. And one day, she found herself watching the priest, when all of a sudden, it hit her.
Like a thunderbolt, I'm supposed to be a priest. Wow. This is what my life means.
So she met with her college chaplain and started taking Masters of Divinity classes part-time.
And I thought, well, if it takes me 10 years to complete, that's fine, because in 10 years, the Catholic Church will certainly be ordaining women by then.
But that didn't happen. Patty saw her parish getting more and more conservative. She decided to leave and join the Episcopal Church. 4 years later, she was about to be ordained there.
I had everything. And I had a parish that would walk with me and present me to the bishop. And I felt absolutely nothing.
Patty just didn't identify with the Episcopal Church.
And that was a bummer of a day. Because it's like, God, what do you want me to do with this? I don't know what to do with this call you gave me. Because in my church, I'm invisible.
And that's when she realized she didn't just want to be a priest. She wanted to be a Catholic priest. So she joined the Roman Catholic Women Priests and began the ordination process. Now, these women are all technically breaking church rules, which say only baptized men can be ordained.
So, yeah, we're breaking a law. We're breaking Canon 1024. But sometimes history has shown when you have an unjust law, sometimes it needs to be broken before it can be changed.
No member of the Roman Catholic Women Priests has been excommunicated. But they've felt repercussions. They've been threatened. They've lost friends within the church, many of whom fear they'll lose their jobs if they support the movement openly. The next day, the day of the ceremony, the church gallery is filled with priests and nuns. Visitors have been asked not to photograph them, since just by being here, people are in danger of excommunication. On the church floor, the pews are full.
And now, let us stand as our procession begins.
As the four women make their way down the aisle, the audience turns to watch. The four are beaming like new brides.
Are you resolved to fulfill the office of priesthood in the presbyteral order as a faithful worker who supports and serves the people of God?
I am.
I am.
I am.
I am.
Each woman recites an oath of commitment and prostrates herself before God, lying face down in the church aisle. The Litany of Saints is sung.
Sarah, Hagar, and Abraham,
pray for us.
Rachel and Leah,
pray for us.
Finally, they receive their vestments.
Now it is our great joy to present to you our newly ordained priest.
The ceremony ends with Holy Communion. This is the moment. Each woman performs the rites for the first time as a priest. They break the bread, serve the wine. Tears of joy flow. A week after the ordination, I caught up with Patty LaRosa by phone. She'd just performed her first Mass at her local parish, Spiritus Christi, in Rochester, New York.
I got there early, and it was beastly hot. But I said, I'm vesting now. I've waited 25 years to do this, and I know it's hot, but I don't care. I'm putting on the alb, I'm putting on the chasuble and the stole, and I'm going to stand at the front door and greet people. And that was wonderful. It was wonderful. Then we're all set, and the music starts, and we process in, and it was like my whole body was echoing, yes, this is what I was born to do. Yes, this is where I belong.
Lily Percy, NPR News.